Hello and welcome to Assembly Audible from the Assembly Show in Rosemont. I'm Jennifer Pierce, multimedia editor with Assembly Magazine. Today we're recording from the Assembly Show with a special series of podcasts. We're featuring our 2022 New Product Award winners. Joining us today is Chris Bala, Senior VP of Strategy and Project Management with LightGuide. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Jennifer. Great to be on with you.
Congratulations. I understand that LightGuide won for our award for Factory of the Future.
Yeah, right? Isn't that great?
Yeah, that is great. I was actually in your booth earlier today, and they were showing me how it works, and I was thinking, oh, wow, I could actually get into this, and maybe I'll become an assembler.
There you go. Well, with LightGuide, right? It's very immersive, intuitive, right?
I loved it.
To say that building with LightGuide, all you need to do is follow the lights, right? Follow the visual prompts that we create.
Lights. Is that a tagline? That's great.
Yeah.
So tell me, how did the product come about? Like, you know, what are the origins or, you know, foundation of the product?
Well, I'll give you the founder story. I won't do quite as well as our founder, Paul Reisner, founder and CEO. But Paul will tell you about the aha moment as he was a VP of manufacturing many years ago and found that helping his team as he led, you know, operations across a very large factory environment, helping his team really learn how to intuitively follow any complex manual process, right? And they brought in a consultant who taught them how to basically count and follow each step in the process by even using a hand motion, right? And Paul thought, well, wouldn't it be great if this could be guided with light somehow, right? Mm-hmm. That was the aha moment, right? Instead of having people have to remember or follow some kind of a physical cue, why not do that with light? And, you know, I mean, work instructions in the manufacturing environment for not just decades, but for 100 years have been typically paper-based, right? Paper-based manuals or work instructions that are hanging at the station. The minute that those work instructions get printed and published, you know, they're out of date, right? Because engineering changes happen all the time, right? They get tattered, they get set aside. Frankly, nobody really looks at them or references those paper-based work instructions. So instead of asking somebody to have to go look at a piece of paper, we're creating visual workflow right there on the work table. We call it the canvas.
Cool.
We project right onto fixtures and tools and, of course, the components of any assembly directly onto the parts themselves. And, yeah, it just really creates this very immersive and intuitive environment. It helps in quality of work life, right?
Right.
So we like to say that we free up mind width or cognitive bandwidth, right? So that instead of having to try to remember complex work instructions, it's as easy as following the light.
I love that. That's so interesting. It was a lot of fun, you know, to use it earlier, and I really enjoyed the demo. So just kind of a random question. Are there system updates? Does it basically function a little bit like a cell phone and there are like system
That's
or software
question.
Upgrades?
Yeah, great question. In fact, LightGuide at our very core is a software platform, right?
Right.
And our software is used to connect to a wide variety of hardware. Of course, projectors, 3D sensors, cameras, other typical factory environment devices like PLCs and you know, cameras, torque tools, really just about anything. So, you know, the software updates, right? Now, as we all know in the factory, manufacturers will want to pull those updates, right? Instead of us pushing them from the cloud, we allow our customers to pull software updates as and when necessary. And that's on the operating system or the LightGuide application itself. When it comes to updating work instructions, right? Again, think about, you know, a given product and there's an engineering release. Those work instructions can be updated in real time at any time. And by the way, they can be updated even remotely, right? So an engineer, a manufacturing engineer, can update those work instructions from her desk, even from home, work from home in today's reality,
right?
And push those updated work instructions to the factory floor. And they're there instantaneously. And that way there's no latency, there's no waiting for something to be printed, there's no additional training necessary. They just have the latest and greatest work instructions always there, ready for the next build cycle.
That's great. Okay, so what do you see for the future of LightGuide?
Yeah, well, the future is exciting, right?
Yeah.
We are absolutely moving in a direction where we're bringing to life this deep set of operational metrics, the operational data that we capture in every build cycle, right? So as you experienced in our booth, you saw the visual aspect of LightGuide, that guidance portion, right? And you saw the confirmation with cameras and sensors. What you don't readily see is how we're capturing every build cycle. So we'll capture, of course, the timestamp of that build cycle. We can capture a serial number of the part, of course, the operator ID. We're also capturing total cycle time, individual step times, logging any defects. We capture a snapshot of the part, which can be done in process or at end of the build process. We're now even capturing full videos of that build cycle, right? So now we have this digital traceability. We like to call it the digital birth certificate, right? So this deep set of data and analytics, right? Now manufacturers can take that set of data, of course, in the brave new world of AI, you know, artificial intelligence and ML, machine learning algorithms, they can process that data, right? Mm-hmm. And over many thousands of build cycles, find out where continuous improvement opportunities lie.
That's
to
cool.
enhance a process, perhaps make a design change to make the part easier to assemble, right? Mm-hmm. So that's really where we're headed, where our customers are asking us to go, is to really bring this data to life in terms of reporting and analytics and management dashboards. We had a great customer meeting yesterday with a scale adopter of LightGuide, and they want to bring this data to life with management dashboards, and that's certainly one area we're very excited to be going in.
Right.
There's all kinds of technology advancements in terms of camera, machine vision, computer vision technology. And we're always striving to evolve our product, the usability, the ease of use and deployment configuration with programming wizards, pre-programmed templates, right? Just to make that initial deployment event all the quicker and all the easier for our customers.
Okay. Well, you mentioned your customers. What type of assembly, are these used in assembly plants or, you know, who are your customers?
Yeah, well, you know, we're born and raised in Detroit kind of company, right?
Okay.
So a lot of us come from the automotive industry, right? So, you know, you take with that, you know, heavy manufacturing, be it at the automotive OEMs themselves who are doing final assembly of vehicles, trucks and cars and vehicles. The tiered supply base, tier one, tier two, tier three suppliers. And that's kind of, you know, where we cut our teeth when Paul Reisner founded the company back in 2005. Since then, over the last, you know, nearly 20 years, we've expanded into aerospace and defense. We've expanded into electronics, consumer electronics manufacturers. We've expanded into warehouse and logistics operations for material handling, right? So it's certainly assembly, but it's all these other, think about the value stream or the value chain of related processes for picking and kitting and sequencing parts. Once the assembly process is completed, a light-guided assembly process, there's test and inspection. There's even pack out, right? So packing that equipment or that white goods manufacturers, right? Packing out, you know, a dishwasher or a microwave oven to be delivered to the customer, make sure, you know, all the foam blocks are in place and the operating manual is in place, you know, even things like that. So a wide variety of both vertical markets and applications or use cases for LightGuide now.
Factory of the future. Congratulations.
Creating the factory of the future.
That's
Thanks.
Right. I do have one more question, and it's a little bit of a tangent, but I am interested in, what do you think makes a great strategist? I know that I see you're the VP of Strategy and Project Management, and that just caught my attention.
Product Management.
I'm sorry. Product Management.
No problem.
So excuse me, but yeah. So what do you think makes, or what do you do?
And other
what do you
than think? All the gray hair, Jennifer, and all the years of experience. No, it's a great question, and I'll tell you, you know, it's been my passion to be in new product development And now, you know, driving that strategically in terms of our go-to-market. But, you know, it's all about the customer experience, right? And it's a whole product experience. And it's not just, you know, our software and, you know, configuration screens and data and analytics dashboards. It's about the whole product experience, right? So that's everything from first contact, which might be through our website or through our trade show booth here at the Assembly Show, to the whole customer experience of learning about LightGuide, working with our engineering team to design and deploy a LightGuide system or an entire LightGuide-enabled line. We now have customers, repeat customers, who design entire assembly lines with LightGuide in mind. Yeah, I mean, the strategy piece just means that we have a keen focus on who our customer is, and we focus on that whole product or whole customer experience.
Big picture thinking.
Big picture to make sure it's not just the product itself, but the whole experience with the company before, during, and after. I mean, it's really a full life cycle experience because, you know, after LightGuide systems have been in factories for 5 or 7 or even 10 years, you know, those systems oftentimes are redeployed into a new operation, right? Because a certain product has gone end of life, and now LightGuide can be redeployed to the next product in the next life cycle. So that's really exciting for us to see LightGuide go full cycle.
Thank you so much for your time, Chris, and congratulations to the entire team at LightGuide.
Thanks, Jennifer. Thank you.
Awesome. This has been Assembly Audible. I'm Jennifer Pierce, signing off from the Assembly Show in Rosemont. Thank you for listening.